Welcome to another episode of Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen here on Yachting International Radio, your weekly dose of boating industry news and opinions. Ah, the Titanic, the epitome of romance and tragedy, that unsinkable passenger liner, the benchmark of early 20th century luxury and opulence that sunk on its maiden voyage over 100 years ago. Unless you're my Leonardo DiCaprio-obsessed high school girlfriend who watched the Titanic movie repeatedly, the first image that probably comes to your mind when you hear the name Titanic is the images of the ship rusting on the seafloor. Well, all of that might be about to change, because it turns out that China has been secretly building a replica Titanic of its own. Apparently, not even the Titanic itself is immune from being copied by the Chinese. The Chinese Titanic has been under construction for about 6 years in the landlocked province of Sichuan, which is very ironic. It is supposedly a full-sized replica of the original passenger liner, although with one big difference. It's not designed to ever float. Instead, it'll be a static hotel that the authorities hope will become a major tourist attraction. This isn't the first time that anyone has thought of building a replica of the Titanic. Eccentric Australian billionaire Clive Palmer was said to be building a replica as well, except he wants an actual ship that can sail the seas rather than a boring land-based hotel version. That project was first announced in 2012 and Clive was adamant that it was going to happen and we all got very excited. But much like the original Titanic, this one appears to have sunk as well. At the time of making this video, there has been no news on the project for over 2 years. Damn. The Chinese Titanic was funded by a private investor named Su Xiaojun. He claims that he agreed to finance the project out of a desire to, quote, keep the memory of Titanic alive, unquote. And because, according to their research, the Chinese public apparently have a surprising fascination with the Titanic. According to MarineInsight.com, the project has thus far consumed 23,000 tons of steel and cost Su $153.5 million. He says that he's had to sell all of his assets to fund it. Yikes. If everything goes according to plan, the new 5-star copycat Titanic Hotel will supposedly be complete at the end of this year, and at that point, they hope that it'll go on to attract literally millions of visitors. Good luck. Dutch luxury motorboat manufacturer Zeelander has teased us with a short video showing off an upcoming new model called the Zeelander 5. So the main thing to know about Zeelander boats is that they are in some ways the Rolls-Royce of the boat world. They're the epitome of luxury and style and, importantly, they're not mass-produced, so that makes them much more special. Every boat is 100% built inside the shipyard in order to ensure that they've got total control over the quality. Everything is meticulously finished with the finest details from some of the most skilled craftsmen and women in the business. They really are works of boating art. For example, the yard manufactures special curved glass for the portholes to match the exact curve of the hull. The handrails on deck are similarly curved to match the exact line of the deck. The window separating the galley from the aft deck is curved as well, rather than just being a standard flat panel of glass that you'd see on any other boat in this kind of application. And the windows on the main deck have a privacy mode that can be enabled with the press of a button, instantly whiting out the windows to prevent anyone from seeing in. Cool. Of course, none of that comes cheap, and in fact, Zeelander yachts are decidedly expensive, but that's not the point. After all, the Zeelander customer is the same person who buys a Rolex watch rather than 100 lesser watches, or buys a Rolls-Royce rather than, say, dozens of more mainstream vehicles. The Zeelander yacht lineup consists of the 44, the 55, and the 72, which are all references to the length in feet of each boat. This new model will be 48 foot long, so that places it one step above Zeelander's Z44 in terms of length. The new Zeelander 5 will be powered by triple Volvo Penta IPS drives. These are pretty cool engines that are extremely popular for boats in this kind of size category. The big selling point for these motors is that each propeller is its own rotating pod under the boat, and they're all linked back to a joystick mounted at the helm station. This allows the skipper to move the boat from side to side or back and forth, or even to rotate the boat simply by moving or twisting the joystick in the desired direction. It makes moving the boat in tight spaces super easy and precise. Zealander says that its new Zealander 5 will be launched in early 2022 and that more information about this upcoming new model will be released closer to the time. Last week, we checked out two massive superyacht shadow boats. Today, we look at another boat that you need with any superyacht, a tender. But what is a tender? Well, it's a smaller boat carried by a superyacht that allows the yacht to ferry people and supplies between the yacht and the shore, or a dock. There are plenty of different styles of tenders, but larger yachts often use what's known as a limo tender. And so for this story, we're looking at a fancy new limo tender from a company called Wooden Boats. Firstly, no, the boats aren't wooden. That's just the rather unimaginative name of the company. The boats are actually pretty high tech, as we're about to find out. This new one is called the WB10.70 limo tender, and it's got an overall length of 10 meters or 35 foot and a beam of 3 meters or just under 10 foot. It's specifically intended as a luxurious transport solution to ferry an owner and their guests from their mega yacht to the shore. The interior of the boat is naturally the height of luxury, because when you're a billionaire with a mega yacht, you can't be showing up on the dock in a dinghy. You need to look the part. Look, I know this boat isn't that exciting to look at. I mean, it's not very fast, it doesn't look very exciting, and it can't do anything other than just be a very expensive taxi. But it does at least have one cool thing going for it, and really it's the only reason that I featured it today. Basically, the whole top half of the boat is motorized, allowing the crew to lift the roof of the tender to create room for guests to actually use the interior of the tender. And then when the guests climb off and it's time to pack the tender away, the roof retracts back down into the tender to make it more compact and easier to store in a yacht. Pretty cool. Well, that's a wrap for this week's news. I really hope you enjoyed it, even though it was shorter than usual. If you did, please remember to give it a like and subscribe if you haven't yet. For those of you who don't know, when I'm not making these videos, I'm a marketing copywriter specializing in working with the boating industry. If you're tired of trying to explain to your writer why your boat or your boating product is awesome, then it's time to talk to me. I offer professional blogs, email marketing, product descriptions, website content, and anything else that you need written up. Contact me on LinkedIn or on my website to set up a quick and easy call. I'd love to hear from you. All of my details are in the description. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next week.